Well, throughout the US election campaign last year, Donald Trump portrayed a pretty bleak vision of American decay. And he certainly didn't stray from that dystopian theme when he delivered his inaugural address as the 45th president of the United States of America over the weekend.
Mothers and children trapped in poverty in our inner cities, rusted out factories scattered like tombstones across the landscape of our nation, an education system flush with cash, but which leaves our young and beautiful students deprived of all knowledge. And the crime, and the gangs, and the drugs that have stolen too many lives and robbed our country of so much unrealized potential. This American carnage stops right here and stops right now.
That was pretty much the tone of it, President Donald Trump delivering his inauguration speech on Saturday morning, Australian time. And for those who were hoping that Donald Trump would tone down the negativity and strike an uplifting note of national unity when he became the president and gave this important address, it's been the custom of presidential inaugurations through history to have a unifying moment. This speech was a great disappointment. But for Trump supporters who voted for a president promising to drain the Washington swamp, well, Donald Trump was right on message. Early this morning, I was joined by Julian Zelizer. He's a professor of US political history and public affairs at Princeton University, and he joined me from CNN's green room in Washington, D.C., which, as you can imagine, is a pretty busy and pretty noisy place right now, so apologies for the background clatter here.
Thanks for having me.
The Washington Post conservative columnist George Will described this inauguration speech from Donald Trump as, quote, the most dreadful inaugural address in history. How would you rate it?
Well, it was incredibly bleak, and it was an address given in a style and a tone that was different than a lot of these inaugural addresses. It was filled of anger and filled of pessimism. So I certainly don't think this ranks with some of the most inspiring addresses that we've seen.
And when we talk about the inspiring inaugural addresses, I suppose we're talking about versions of Roosevelt's line, you know, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, or JFK's, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. We remember those lines. Those lines are about trying to inspire the people to come together, to be together, sort of a celebration of democracy. How would you describe the tone of Donald Trump's speech?
Well, it was just the opposite. What Trump was trying to do was say that things are much bleaker than the politicians are saying. Things are much bleaker than the media is saying. He used the term American carnage, which is a term that most resonates from this speech, to characterize the state of the United States, where many people see a very different country right now in much more positive light. I think it was not about sacrifice. It was not about hope. But in fact, he reversed a lot of those common themes and used it in characteristic style.
Given the tone of the election campaign, perhaps that's not so surprising. Really, he just carried on in the same style and same tone that he employed during the election campaign. This was a pitch to his supporter base, even as he talked about you, the people. For many of those people listening, this was about a celebration of democracy. He was saying, we're going to hand government back to you. And yet, most of the commentary I've seen was that he chose not to celebrate democracy. He chose to celebrate simply his victory. Explain why it's not a celebration of democracy, given his theme of this is all about handing back power to the people.
Look, in a divided era of politics, which the United States is in, people will hear speeches in a different way. And I think it is fair to say that for Donald Trump supporters, that's the theme they will hear, that this is a kind of populist promise. That government has moved too far away from its citizenry, and that he promises to return that government to citizens. But for a lot of other Americans, they remember what the campaign was about. It wasn't about broadening the country. It was about narrowing the definition of who is an American. That's what a lot of the protests have been in the last day or two, which were quite voluminous. And so when they hear that message, what they hear President Trump saying is that he will return the government to the people, but only certain people.
When he uses a line like buy American and hire American, the question for many people is, who does he mean by American? It's a dog whistle. Is that what you're suggesting?
That's exactly what I'm suggesting. It doesn't even have to be a dog whistle anymore. He's made pretty clear a lot of his views over the course of a pretty tough campaign. So I think those points are not subtle and are not difficult to discern. And so there's a lot of work if he really wants to reverse those perceptions.
Is there a danger here? I mean, he's given his voter base what they want to hear, but by associating America with carnage, if you just referred to there, rather than the usual sentiments of pride or prosperity or freedom or hope, is he playing with fire? I mean, ramping up the negativity likely just to fuel division, not heal it?
Of course, but that's exactly what he does. Everyone waits for a Donald Trump pivot, and it's never going to come because he is a politician who governs over a divided country, and he believes in playing into the divisions rather than trying to heal them.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is Julian Zelizer, Professor of US Political History and Public Affairs at Princeton University. He's speaking to us from the green room at CNN. It's a very busy place, as you can hear there in the background noise. So apologies for that. And thank you, Julian, for speaking to us at such a busy time. Julian, do we know whether Donald Trump wrote this speech himself?
Well, we heard that he did. And we heard that he was very careful trying to pen the words that he wanted to say. A lot of it came from his campaign. I mean, it was kind of remarkable. A lot of it was literally from the campaign speeches. We don't know if he really wrote it himself. I think everyone has now learned you have to take anything he says with a grain of salt. But he did say that it did come from his own mind and his own pen.
Were there any lines in this speech that you, as a student of these kind of speeches, found satisfying or were impressed by? Was there any sentiment in this speech?
Look, I think he's carved out a persona. I think he has carved out a certain style of politics, anti-establishment, conservative populism, and he delivered in the speech, giving that message. Many Americans don't like that message. Many Americans don't feel comfortable with this, what this is about. But if the goal was to deliver to his ardent supporters, he did it. And American carnage is exactly the term that resonates because that captures the campaign. Throughout his campaign, he has consistently painted a very bleak vision of where the country has been and where it's going. So that theme was very well articulated in this speech. Many people don't like that idea, but he delivered it to his supporters.
You're sitting there now watching the first days of the Trump presidency. The rancor and the negativity of the speech continues in other pronouncements coming from the president himself and from his senior staff, particularly towards the media. So it looks as though this is the tone that Donald Trump is absolutely determined to hit at the beginning of his presidency. Is this about who's legitimate and who's illegitimate? Is that what he's trying to nail down here?
Well, yeah, I mean, the first war he's declared is against the media. And that was the Sean Spicer press conference. And that's a theme that he's used consistently. And I think he'll continue to pit himself against different institutions, both American institutions and international institutions. That is who he wants to depict himself as being. He is the guy who will tear down all the institutions that he says are bringing down the nation.
Just one thing, though, one point I think a lot of Trump supporters and other observers might make is Donald Trump has painted himself as the outsider, as not part of the Washington elite, not part of the swamp, if you like to use his terminology. So in a sense, this speech is exactly what it needed to be, different, breaking the tradition of other inaugural speeches. He needed to do that, didn't he, to prove he is the outsider?
Yes, of course. I mean, I think if he delivered something different, his supporters would be very disappointed. But he still did have the chance to move beyond what he's been doing and try to appeal to all the people who came the next day to Washington. He decided not to do that. And I think that indicates where this presidency will be.
Julian Zelizer, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Julian Zelizer, Professor of U.S. Political History and Public Affairs at Princeton University and a new American fellow joining us earlier. He's also the author of Jimmy Carter and The Fierce Urgency of Now, Lyndon Johnson, Congress and the Battle for the Great Society. So a student of American politics.